This is CliffCentral.com.
Rick is the cruise director. Now, I think there are probably a few jobs on this on this incredible experience that are more exciting than others. And yours is just great because you get to interface with the guests. You get to head up the entertainment. You get to make sure everybody's having a good time. I mean, it sounds like in hospitality terms, it doesn't get much better.
I think mine is the single most enjoyable profession on the ship. I've stayed out here all these years because I've always basically said, you know, when it comes time that I don't enjoy it, I'm going home. This is a career that I actually started out only planning to do about 6 months to 12 months of my life.
And how did it start?
Well, so I started out putting up Christmas decorations on a ship while I was in college. I don't know if you had a chance to meet Scott, hotel director.
Yeah.
Scotty and I grew up together as little kids. And
oh, wow. So you walked up behind him and you had your phone in your hand and you were calling him, and then he suddenly realized you were right behind him.
Well, you can see that we played jokes
on each other
all the time. But we went to school together. We rented a place together when we were in college. His mother was my teacher. But I had started on ships about 1 year before Scott when I was in college putting up Christmas decorations with 20 college students.
Wow.
And then after we did it the first year, we did it the second year for a couple of days, and of all people, the cruise director came up to me and said, "We've watched your personality now for 2 years. It's so conducive, this environment, to your personality. Would you be interested in working on a ship full time?" And
so they spotted your talent straight off.
I think they noticed that we were just having fun with everybody. And you know something, one thing leads to another, and then you start to learn as the years progress. Every aspect of the job, you start out in one area, you move on to another, and then before you know it, you've got a grasp of all the different departments, and lo and behold, here we are, 40 years later.
But I think it is a talent, because a lot of people have to really put it on, and it feels like work to them sometimes when you're dealing with, you know, you get different kinds of passengers. And I think for a lot of people, it would feel like it took an enormous amount of effort if it isn't in your personality to be like that.
Well, you're so right. And usually when we have a new crew member join us within our respective department, we can recognize within literally a matter of 48 hours whether or not that person is going to survive or not survive in the industry. Okay, don't forget, most of what people do out here, they're coming to Crystal because they're tops in what they do on land. But once they come here, what they have to become acclimated to is the environment. It's shipboard environment. It's working 7 days a week, week after week, 10 hours a day, and going many months at a time. Mm. Most people on land, and I'll use the term loosely, on land, because regardless of where you come from around the world, you enjoy having weekends off, holidays off, vacations off. Yeah. You better be ready to go for the long haul out here. Also, when you come out here on a ship, the biggest thing is you have restrictions. Don't forget, you can't do what you want when you want. You mm-hmm. have restrictions where you can't eat in this dining facility. You can't go into this lounge at a certain time. So you're pretty much controlled on what the do's and don'ts are.
I was curious when I watched you talking to the guests the other night. I mean, you're really friendly, and you sort of seem to take an interest in people like few people can. And I watched you walk around on the ship too. Not that I'm observing too closely and get nervous, but it appears to me that, you know, you like seeing people having fun. You like seeing people at ease. You put people at ease. You've got a lot of passengers here who come from different places. You've got different cultures to deal with. You've got different languages to deal with. It's really important to make them all feel welcome.
There's two things that, and I'm so glad that you recognize that, because there's two things that I always make reference to that come into play here along those lines. Number one is probably the single most popular compliment that I ever receive from a guest is on the last night of a cruise when they come up and they say, "Rick, we've got to share with you the fact that your personality is so infectious. You have brought us to another level, and not everybody has done that in the past." He goes, "It's so obvious that you enjoy what you do." And I've always said, you know something, if people can recognize that you enjoy what you do, they will get caught up in the environment. They will fall into our little circle of positivity, mm-hmm. if there's such a word, and or positive energy, and people mm-hmm. having a great time. And the other one, the word that I would make reference to is being approachable. I came up through the industry years ago where cruise directors were cruise directors slash entertainers, but entertainers that couldn't cut the cake as being a full-time act.
Right.
So they had a dual function of, oh, you're the cruise director, right, and you're also going to be an entertainer as well. And so people think, oh, you had the... So I was one of the first full-time cruise directors that did not have an act. And it was basically because of my so-called personality and the fact that I was, and here's the word, approachable.
Right.
A lot of those cruise directors, and I had them, I worked with them, I was their assistant, where they did not care about guests. Honestly, they were more concerned about their show,
yeah,
than they were about, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, what can I do for you? Let me know. And when a show would end, I would always, if you've noticed, after every show, I made a point for years to say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm right down here in front of the stage. Come on over and see me. I never go back behind the curtain.
Right.
I basically like to say, bring it on. And I always say, if you've got any kind of challenge at all, or if there's anything that we can do to enhance your stay aboard the ship, even if it's relevant to another department, let me know. I will get in touch with somebody. Somebody will contact you. The world revolves around communication. Somebody will get in touch with you, even if it's a maitre d', a captain, an executive housekeeper, whoever right, it might be, just to make sure everybody's happy with whatever it is. But don't get off the ship on the last day and say, I had a good time, but it could have been better if.
Yeah.
We can do it.
Only got yourself
just
to blame.
Just communicate with us.
Well, I suppose also with some of the guests, you'll probably recognize early on that some of them need to have the fun coaxed out of them. Like some guests come in and they don't know how much fun they can have, and you kind of have to help them along.
Listen, I can tell you stories for years. I've done 15 world cruises,
yeah,
and I can tell you stories about guests who come on board with a box full of books, okay? And then the biggest compliment they can give me is, Rick, we've got to tell you, we didn't even open up the box. We didn't realize there was so much to do, especially with the sea days.
Uh-huh.
And with the sea days, you know, as you can see, even though we don't have too many of them right now, the day is chock full of activities, events, special presentations, lectures. And that's one thing we here at Crystal pride ourselves on is the enrichment offering.
Well, when it comes to choosing that stuff, that's really your job. And that must be tough, too, because you've got to choose from a range of entertainment options, lecture options, things that people might be interested in, special guests that you'd invite onto the ship. How difficult is that process, and how do you manage it? How do you put it together?
You know, that's a great question, because that's probably the single biggest challenge, but only for one reason, because of the demographic of the clientele that we attract is so, it's so diverse, and we have to recognize, or I have to recognize, or people in our home office have to recognize the fact that we have guests coming on board from every nation around the world at one time or another. And so we know how difficult or how challenging it is to appease the general public. But I always use the two words, variety and quality. You know, you might not like a classical pianist. You might not like a comedian. You might not like a singer. You might not like a juggler. But if you can come into our showroom each night and say, you know something, I've never liked, but that person is excellent at what they do, then we've done our job.
Mm. It's tough to choose, though. And I mean, you have such a variety of options. When it comes to finding people who you... Because I don't think a lot of people would say no if you said to them, you know, we'd like to have you on the ship for two nights or whatever to do a special performance. I suppose you've got to be quite picky to try and cover the notes of what your audience might want.
We try. We know that if we have a crowd coming on board, a demographic from countries where they might be lacking in command of the English language, we know that the visual shows work the best, mm-hmm, hence the production shows, because everybody on the face of the earth loves musicals.
Mm-hmm.
So the big musical, a stand-up comedian, we know is not going to go over with a more international demographic.
Yeah, and sometimes stand-up comedians can, even the best ones,
they can die a death anyway. You're right.
That's tough. What about when it comes to the rest of the crew? I mean, you have to make sure that you hire people who can do the things that you do and can do the things that might be able, you might cover territories and areas that you don't necessarily do, but that you need specific skills for.
Okay, now are you making reference to like people that work within the entertainment department?
Well, sure. I mean, you hire a lot of people. I'm sure you're in charge of a fairly large department, so it covers quite a lot of people.
Absolutely, but we always try to set it up where we cross-promote each other and have everybody within our department step up in case somebody takes ill, somebody's away. Mm. So it's important to know what others are doing. A great example would be on this cruise last evening. This is the president's cruise, so mm-hmm, we escorted the president's group ashore last evening, and I asked my assistant to step to the helm and MC two shows for me.
Right.
But just the mere fact that we have somebody in each of our positions that could step in if somebody takes ill, if somebody's going off on a tour. Quite often we go to different places around the world where we have the overland tours available, and we don't want to restrict some of our people escorting a tour to the pyramids or going to the Great Wall of China or going to see the Taj Mahal. So we let them go, and we make sure we cover their positions while they're gone for 2 days.
And on that note, do you get any time off? I mean, you were saying earlier you have to have your game face on the whole time. You've got to interact with all the passengers, the crew, and everybody pretty much 24/7. But do you get, you know, one afternoon where you can just
absolutely
take it easy?
Absolutely. Listen, I get up in the morning. I do a morning show usually 7 o'clock in the morning. I probably put in more hours than anybody on the ship, but I lay down in the afternoon. I'll be the first person to tell you, I take a snooze for an hour and a half because there's no way I would be able to put in 16 hours a day. So I do lay down for an hour and a half. But also in ports, I went to the British Open on the last voyage.
Oh, nice.
For the afternoon. I'll go play golf with guests. But usually whatever I do on board the ship is usually with the guests. And that's probably something that you don't see too often in the industry. And even lunch, dinner, I'm one of those few cruise directors, I would still think, that don't go down to an officer's mess, an officer's bar. I'm in the Cove at night or the Avenue Saloon having a beverage with a guest. I go to dinner in the dining room with a guest. But I'll also go off the ship on a tour, or I might go to a golf tournament with guests.
You must have met some really interesting people over the years.
You can't even imagine. You can't
try,
even
try me. Come on. Give me some.
I've interviewed two presidents.
Wow.
George Bush Sr. and Jimmy Carter back in 2000 and 2001. And going back in time, I'll tell you, there's not too many people. You probably wouldn't even know the names. But I mean, Ginger Rogers.
Oh, please, okay, who doesn't know those names? Yeah, go on.
I mean, Robert Duvall.
Wow.
Victor Borga. I mean, and this is going back. All of the big bands, singers I used to work with, Helen O'Connell, Patti Page, Maxine Andrews, Rita Moreno, Chita Rivera,
wow.
Phyllis Diller. This is going back years ago. And then as you move forward over the years, there's other people.
That's
today,
incredible.
But when I started my career, it was just Rod Stewart used to come on board the ship and sail with us at times. And yeah, listen, you never know who you're going to get as a guest. Sidney Poitier was on here just a few years back. And the thing they love about cruising with our company is they blend in.
Yeah,
nobody bothers
they
them.
They get bothered.
They, on other cruise lines, and I only say that because I've been there, people are knocking at your door. They're lining up for autographs. They're bothering you while you're dining. Everybody is so respective with Crystal. They take a back seat and they let the person just enjoy themselves. And I think that's why we attract the people that we do.
I'm sure it's the whole mix. I mean, there's a lot of great moving parts in this ship, and the people are obviously the biggest part of that.
It's two well-oiled machines. I can tell you that there's so much experience on board these vessels. There really is. Often when I do some public speaking on land with travel agent groups and so on and so forth, I'm the first person to say to them, listen, you know, Crystal does not have every element above every cruise line brings something different to the table that others don't, period, okay? But everybody's wants, needs, desires are all different, and that's why we survive in the world that we do. Everybody is looking for something different. However, I think we have the majority of elements over all the other cruise lines. We don't have any turnover with our crew. If you look at the age of the head waiters in our dining room, they would all run circles around the head waiters and maitre d's of any of these other cruise lines. We have no growth at all. And when you have no growth, you would expect people to move on and go to other cruise lines where they can better their position. Nobody does it with Crystal. We keep the same people. And it's not because they make much more money. It's because the quality of life here is so good and everybody's treated with such respect.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations. I mean, you guys do. You really run a well-oiled ship, for want of a better metaphor. It's the best metaphor for this one.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Pleasure. Enjoy.
Nice to talk to you.
This is CliffCentral.com.